All right, the meeting of the Osage Nation Government Operations Committee is called to order. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Maker is excused. Pardon me? Congresswoman Pratt's running late. Okay. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Dana, would you like to lead us in a prayer today, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the opportunity to come to this table and allow these leaders to make decisions for the Osage people. I'd like to thank you for your blessings, for all the beauty that you bestow us in this world. Please look after our sick, our mourning, our elderly, and our children. Please, Lord, look after all people on this earth. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We have minutes from April 16th. Please review those minutes.
I think that's right. It is.
Can we check the spelling on Miss Lou King's name?
I think that's right. Oh, you think it's L-U?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is too. Okay, anything else?
Motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on April 16th.
Motion by Congressman Potts, second by Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? I think that was as amended.
Yes.
Or as corrected. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? All right, moving on to item seven, consideration of editorial board nominations. This is one of the nominees for the congressional appointment to the Osage News Editorial Board. Ms. Redcorn has just returned from Italy, and she and I were communicating via internet and text. I hope I haven't run up her bill too much. But as such, we have a resume from her, as well as her response to the board questionnaires. So here you have it. Ms. Redcorn, you want to give us a brief background and tell us why you would be an asset to the Osage News Editorial Board?
Well, I would say that I've had a geographical and professional regression through life. I started out working as a photographer for the United Nations at an agency in Italy, and worked a lot in Africa and Eastern Europe. And from there, I was at Time Magazine, and from there, I largely spent most of my career in Night River newspapers, which is currently the funded newspaper chain, but at the time, it was one of the best newspaper chains, or one of the best newspaper chains in the United States. I worked for Detroit Free Press, for Biloxi, Mississippi newspaper, and the Lexington Herald Leader. Then I had the misfortune of meeting Raven Redcorn, and that's a joke. And
everyone's laughing.
Is that a direct quote?
So most of you have known me as the publisher of the Big Hard Times, a newspaper that I bought in 2006. Throughout my career, I've served as a mentor to younger journalists. I noted one in particular in the answers to your questionnaire, but there have been others who have gone on to work for larger papers like the Miami Herald and the Wall Street Journal. And I think I could bring that in terms of sort of directionally speaking. You know, since I've been in Italy and most of when this all came up, a lot of the American websites were completely blocked by the European Union, so including the Osage Nation site, that I don't really know entirely what the powers of the boards are, but certainly in any sort of form of mentoring or leadership or editorial direction, I think that I could help provide that in an intelligent manner. And I think one of the things that I really think that the paper should be doing more of is as able to do more investigative stories involving the failure or successes of the federal government in accent on its failures in providing, acting upon its contracts and promises to the Osage Nation. Particularly, I mean, I can just sort of think of, in terms of law enforcement, I think that the Osage Nation people have been failed by at law enforcement. And I think those are stories that are worthy of investigation by a tribal newspaper and could probably win it some very nice awards. And with that, I mean, that's sort of my unrehearsed spiel. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Have you read the law that pertains to the editorial board?
It was read to me last night.
Okay. It's online, and I...
Section 12 of the code, if I recall.
Well, we had it pulled up, and there is, I will tell you that there is a proposal to amend the law, and in speaking with Teresa Lamson last night, who's one of the board members, she thinks the law should provide, this is my understanding of what she said, she thinks the law needs to provide some further guidance on the powers and the duties of the board. We had a discussion, for example, that she believes that based on, I don't know, several factors, that they act in only an advisory capacity. But to my knowledge, they are, I know for a fact that the board is supervising the editor and that the board has bylaws that control how the board operates. So I think it's more than just an advisory capacity from my perspective. So we're going to look at maybe seeing if we can't put some more definitive language in that law. One of the things that is in the law is that the paper should be a politics-free paper, with the exception now of a proposal that the editorial board host a forum of candidates. Are you willing to, if put on the board, be responsible for working with that forum and organizing that forum during election season?
I wouldn't be. I would also say I would think that it might be more appropriate to have the League of Women Voters do that. But I would be happy to do it too. I've organized political debates. I don't have a problem doing it. The League of Women Voters does an exceedingly good job of it, and they're completely unconnected to anybody. So, I mean, it might be a little bit weird for Louise Redcorn to be overseeing the debate in which Raymond Redcorn is participating, for example.
Well, I think you would. I think you would.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you have the League of Women Voters overseeing it, you know, you don't have those issues with anyone. You know, if there's Jason Doobie running or I mean, whoever. I mean, it doesn't. Not that Jason Doobie would run, no matter who's on the board, you're going to have those potential conflicts. I would think it would be better just to detach it altogether. But I would certainly be willing to do it at the same time. I'm not.
What I know about it from before was that the Congress appropriated money to the Osage News, and they needed, and the League of Women Voters wasn't interested in setting up the facility or advertising the date and time. They were available to
moderate
the debate. But
that's my experience with the League of Women Voters, and that would be certainly, you know, the advertising and publicity for it and renting the hall and doing all of the other stuff. And then they just stand. I mean, I participated in a few of those debates last year, and they usually had some elderly, politically active woman who, or a man who would actually ask the questions and run the debate.
We had another person join on the conference call. Could anybody else on the call that's on the call right now please identify themselves? All right. Well, our phone line indicates there's someone else on the phone, so I would like that person to. All right. Well, we'll record it. Okay. The other question I have is, are you willing as a board member to work with the bylaws and the policies and procedures and to ensure that they are up to date and carried out? And the reason I bring that up is yesterday we went over some policies with the bylaws with the candidates or the nominees and found that they were outdated. Well, they weren't being followed because they didn't reflect what was happening. So for my perspective, you know, what's in writing needs to be followed, and if you want to change it, then change it the way that the processes we have. I believe that Teresa expressed a little bit that she was not accustomed to working through a government structure and felt, what was the word that she used?
The pulls of bureaucracy.
Yeah, that the pulls of bureaucracy were, she was not used to working in the context of a journalistic endeavors. So, you know.
Yes, I would be happy to work within that framework, and I would be happy to work to improve that framework. I think a newspaper that essentially has its bill, even if it's an independent newspaper that has its bill paid for by a government institution, is not the New York Times. So, but I think they can still do some excellent work. So. No, I don't have any problem working within the existing framework and endeavoring to improve that framework.
Okay. There are instances where policies and procedures are not followed, and that has worked to the detriment of people, and it's confusing. So it's important that you, as serving a 21,000 member constituency, that they understand the ground rules of what our paper can and can't print, what they can provide, how they operate, et cetera. And that's reflected through the written policies and procedures and the bylaws of the paper. So
I would have to learn those, but I don't have any problem doing my homework.
Okay. Questions?
I'm good.
Comments? I think most everyone knows you, Louise. At least around here. Okay. If there's nothing further, then thank you so much for helping me get this put together on the phone from Italy, and thank you for calling in this morning.
And I'm sorry, as I said in one of my emails, I had really bad timing.
Well, it's worked out fine. We were able to get all the information, and I appreciate it. So we'll let you know. This is the first time I think we've had two or more nominations, so we're processing and moving on from there. So it'll be a little different process this time, but we're excited to have you as a nominee, so thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you all very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Eli, is there anything you want to do with this?
Did you write the number down?
There's only one number. If you want to do something, you can look at it. All right. So, we've now, I don't know, do you want to look at this before we close it out? All right, let's close it out. Okay, so as I indicated, we have two nominees. We have Lou King and we have Louise Redcorn. Ruby Murray declined to, and I take responsibility for that. I nominated her without actually speaking with her, and I was never able to connect with her to talk to her, so I'm withdrawing her nomination. So that leaves two people, and that is Louise Redcorn and Luke King. So it occurs to me that we might vote, if there's any I don't think there's any question that they're both qualified by experience and education. What is it, experience and education, experience, professional qualifications? I think we, one option is to vote them both out and send them to the Congress and let the Congress, because the Congress is going to vote on who they want to elect to the body. But to me, that would make the most sense since they're both qualified. I don't know if you want to give a recommendation or just report that they're both qualified and that they're both nominated and then we vote as Congress. So, input, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I think in the report out, there needs to be a little bit more in the recommendations or the reports out to committee. If not with more guidance, I think there's a possibility that somebody's going to nominate for confirmation both of them, and there we are with two people hanging out on our agenda that could possibly both be confirmed in separate votes. So I think there needs to be some measure in between that Congress decides who we're going to put on the agenda for confirmation. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say there?
Yes, but I think we could couch it in some way that we think that the Congress should vote on which nominee to put forward to confirm.
I do. That's what okay. I'm saying. There needs to be a definite in the committee report or recommend that we can do a recommendation. We can report both of them out and then do a recommendation that follows that, quite possibly.
Okay, I get it. So recommend that the Congress vote and the nominee be chosen by majority vote of the Congress, or by majority vote of the members
motion
present.
Members present. Majority vote by motion of Congress. I think it's just a motion with discussion that needs to be placed on an agenda tomorrow, if that's
okay.
Within the rules to be able to do that, and then we could move to confirm whoever is the outcome of that motion. That's my thoughts.
Anybody else? What I wrote was recommend that Congress vote and the nominee be confirmed, that not the Congress vote by motion and majority vote of the members present for the legislative appointee to the editorial board.
Got that all written down?
Yes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Okay.
Congresswoman?
Yes?
Move to report the nomination of Lou King as qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers barring her service, whatever those words are, to service.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to report Louise Redcorn is qualified by education experience and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn, second by Congressman Potts. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes. Yes.
Yes.
All right, let me read this again to make sure. Congress recommends that the committee recommends, I was rewriting it so that she could read it, that Congress by motion and majority vote elect one of two nominees for the legislative, majority vote of the members present. Elect one of two nominees as the legislative appointee to the editorial board. Okay?
If that needs to be reasserted, I'll do so, but...
Yeah, let's do, just to make clear.
So do we need to withdraw the previous motion? Withdraw the previous motion on the recommendation?
Do you think that
objection?
Do I need to list the nominees? Should I list the nominees?
In that motion?
Maybe I better.
Yeah, I think that would be more, it would
Lou
be more
King
clear.
Or Louise Redcorn.
Recommendation. Okay. By motion, move to rescind the previous recommendation adopted by this committee.
Second. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? All right. Will you reassert? So, chair will entertain a motion to report. The Government Operations Committee recommends that Congress, by motion and majority vote of the members present, elect one of two nominees, Lou King or Louise Redcorn, as the legislative appointee to the Osage News Editorial Board.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Yes.
I agree that this is not this committee's job to decide who the congressional appointee is, and in this case we have two that we're looking at, so I agree it's a vote of Congress to decide which one our nominee is before confirmation, so I support this recommendation.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Four yeses, two absent. I believe that we'll conclude our agenda for today.
Motion to
this
adjourn.
Point.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Okay. You are three co-sponsors here of this new budget bill. I'm trying to get it revised.